This is a podcast from Minute Media.
Hashtag no music, no intro. Man, can I hear it one time? Can I hear it one time, bro? I need to hear it.
Well, let's fucking go, bitch.
I need it, man.
Let's fucking go, bitch.
Dennis Allen as the head coach of the Saints, we have seen a shift. There has been a shift. Breaking news today was first reported by Jordan Schultz, which had no idea that his dad is the owner of fucking Starbucks, but I digress. Jordan Schultz reported that Jarvis Landry, former route receiver of Miami Dolphins of the Cleveland Browns, is signing a one-year deal with the Saints. He's returning home, just like Tyrann Mathieu did a couple of weeks ago. We got LSU boys reuniting, and now we have a New Orleans Saints team. We talked about it last night when we recorded the schedule release episode. We have an offense at wide receiver in terms of the depth chart where the top four receivers – obviously, health is a big thing, but the top four receivers, you have Michael Thomas. I would put Chris Olave wide receiver two, but in this offense, they may, you know, it may be Jarvis Landry, it may be Juice, interchangeable, Olave, Jarvis Landry. And at four, you have either Tre'Quan Smith or Marquez Callaway, and their roles that suits them. Whoo, man.
And Deontay Hardy.
Yeah, yeah. You know, as a guy that could, you know, he showed to be like the most quote-unquote consistent wide receiver for the team last year. His big, you know, playing ability and getting open and converting big plays.
So now you got, man, like it completely changed the, like, just this night and day from last year. It's night and day.
Night and day, man. And I tweeted it jokingly and it's blown up in terms of likes, but you know, Dennis Allen and Mickey and I'm sure Mickey is part of it to some degree, but I think a lot of it is Dennis Allen and just that, you know, we've complained so much about not seeing the vision, lack of vision. We don't know how it's gonna work out, you know. And Dennis Allen's his tenure as head coach may not go great, but at least I can at least say that they are providing us with the vision of having a competent offense to complement their stellar defense. And at that point, you just kind of, if they're not successful, it's not because of a lack of fucking drive.
Exactly. And that's at the end of the day, bro, that's all we want. It's all we want, man. Like, just try. Like, don't settle for mediocre. You know what I'm saying? Like, at least just go for it, man. Like Greg Rosenthal, been talking about it on the Around the ATL podcast. Is like spend the money. Like the money. Like what is the point of carrying over all this cap space and all this stuff? Like if you got it, use it, man. Like I can see if you're a team that's like, you know, I don't know, like you know, you probably not go. You know, you like the Jaguars or something. You're trying to rebuild. I can understand that, but like, man, if you're a team and you think like you could at least compete, you think you can, you got a team that's good enough to get in the playoffs, what are you doing? Like, like, use every resource available to you to get yourself in the best position to win in January and February. That's all you can do. If it don't work, okay. But it's not like you go out of business if you don't make it. You know what I'm saying? Them checks are going to come in. This NFL thing. They got this thing worked out. Them checks coming in every year, unless there's like a pandemic or something.
Right. Like a pandemic that like shut down the world. It is funny just seeing the reaction on Twitter. One thing I do appreciate, seeing the reaction on Twitter, seeing the reaction in our Discord, is just I just love the excitement that the fans have, man. Because this offseason started off just awful. Like
it was bad, bro.
Like almost like I'm just going to retire the jersey off of, bro. Like, I was done. This hasn't alleviated that, because at the end of the day, they still went after Deshaun Watson. But the way they've been able to pivot and surround Jameis with weapons and just have a competent wide receiver room. And the thing is funny is, shout out to our guy Luke on Twitter, who's also a Patreon. He said, hey, I'm gonna read the tweet directly. He said, it's not even like we are making big brain complex moves. These are moves that have been ours for the taking the past four seasons, and he, referring to Sean Payton, refused to make them. And yeah. That we even saw it even pre-draft, bro. Like, Sean Payton went on a podcast or whatever it was, and he doubled down. It was like, oh, I don't think the Saints need to take a wide receiver in the first round. You were able to get Michael Thomas in the second round. Like, he's right. Just going to go down with that ship like Titanic, man. And maybe the fact that Dennis Allen is a defensive coach, maybe because he's coached against the Saints offense, you know, training camp, he's seen it in practice. I'm pretty sure at some point he's like, man, these dudes terrible. Like, my defense eating like, these dudes a lot.
Ken Crawley taking these dudes lunch, bro. Like, you probably like, I can't even evaluate my defense because of this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, man. Like, Dennis Allen's not a head coach. Like, I was looking through the, the mini camp pictures today. You know, I didn't know who, like, 99% of the players were.
Right. But
just looking through it, and it's just interesting seeing Dennis Allen, you know, with the visor on. Standing behind the quarterbacks, like that's what he's the head coach now. It was just interesting looking at that,
right?
Kind of cemented it in my mind now, because he has to be the CEO of the team now. You know what I'm saying? He can't just be looking at the defense and, you know, rest of the shit y'all got to figure out. He got to figure out special teams. He got to make sure the kicking game is on point. He got to make sure the quarterback game is on point, the passing game, the running game, the offensive, everything. He has to cross every T and dot every I. That's literally his job and why he's getting paid. So it just kind of stuck out to me. So I just, you know, this happening today just shows me that he's serious and the Saints are serious about, you know, giving him every opportunity to succeed.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Because he can only go as far as they allow him to go. And, man, just, you know, give the guy a shot. You know what I'm saying? You're going to go with Dennis Allen. You want to run it back. You want to be like, okay, we're going to keep everything the same, the culture and all that. Give him a chance to shine, man. Like, you know, looking at the CD Deuce little video, live that he's doing. You know, I love seeing that because that's just players, like, real reaction. You know what I'm saying? They just like us a lot of times, bro. They just want to win, man. They just want, you know, they're fans of other players just like we are. And they just want to win. You're like, oh shit, man, D.A., we bringing in Jarvis Landry, man. D.A., a demon out here. Like, you know, like, he's just excited just like us.
Just like us, man. Just like
he just want to win, bro. He got to play on Sunday, so he want to win, man. Like, that dude want to win. All these dudes, they just want to win. They just want an opportunity to win. It's like we want an opportunity to sit in front of the TV and be, you know, and have a good time. You know what I'm saying?
It's a good feeling, and today in general, right? We had that Michael Thomas workout. We had video. You know, look like, you know, yeah, he's running, bro. Like, just we talked about it.
The feet was thumping, bro.
You know, Mike Gay would put a predicate on his feet, bro. But it was just good to see that he exists. Like, he can run. Like, he's not fast, but he can run.
Seeing him.
And then we got, like, the first pictures of Chris Olave, you know, in rookie minicamp. And then, boom, the Jarvis Landry sign.
Just Chris Olave just look like a saint, don't he? Like, no, he just looks like him.
Just does, bro.
Just fits that whole, I don't know, man. I can't even explain. Like, this dude just look like a dwarf.
He does, man. He really does. And then the Jarvis Landry news hit, and I took two things away from it. You said the first one in terms of Dennis Allen. you know, having a chance to succeed. The second thing is, James ain't got no excuses, bro. He ain't got none. In theory, you should have a somewhat healthy Michael Thomas back. We don't know what version of Mike Thomas we're getting back. You have a rookie in Chris Olave that, even if, you know, he's basically a refined version of Deonte Hardy in terms of just wide receiver and how he can get down the field. And he got Jarvis Landry. Only thing I don't know is how Jameis and Jarvis are going to – because Jarvis does a lot of his, like, work underneath and, like, intermediate and then run at the catch. And that's, like, not Jameis's game. But that said, man, and we talked about – you hit it up. I think this was on Brian's podcast that you talked about. We talked about not having Alvin out as wide receiver. Like, that's going for the playbook, man. I need Pete. You know, I need you to lift the glasses up. I need the glasses to get foggy, Pete Carmichael. And you just cooking, bro. I need Pete to cook up something.
Cook it up, man. And, you know, I mean, the one thing Brian brought up, he tweeted out, like, you know, I was looking at, you know, Godson highlights today. And one thing he does, but like, bro, Baker was throwing some inaccurate. I was like, good God, Baker is so inaccurate. He was throwing some inaccurate passes, and you know, Godson was catching them, bro. He was catching them. He go and get that ball. And, you know, Jameis is not as inaccurate as Baker Mayfield, thank God. But Jameis do let that thing, you know, come go a little high sometimes.
Yes, you can. So,
and even though Jarvis is not a big guy, he would go and get it. You know what I'm saying? He's tough. I mean, he took so many snaps in the backfield. I was like, wow, I just didn't realize he took so many snaps in the backfield.
Right. Yeah.
Like a running back, man. Like, dude is tough as nails. So, you know, like you said, Jameis has no excuse, man. And he said already he wants to get better in the intermediate and short. And, you know, that's a part of this offense. So he's going to have to do it. And we need it because it's weird. It's just so funny because, you know, Drew Brees got dinged for being, you know, dinky dunk, blah, blah, blah. And then it was just like the opposite last year. Like, the only play we had was these
deep balls,
like, big deep balls and like these scramble plays that. And it was like, man, where's the meat and potatoes of this offense? You know what I'm saying? Like, so they got the players to have like the meat and potatoes. They have the big plays. They have the intermediate stuff. They have a full range offense now. And it's up to Pete to really cook, man. I really want Pete. I wish I could talk to Pete. Like, bro, like, this is your time. Like, this is your time, bro. Like, you've been in the shadows for 16 years. Nobody knows your name. One of the best offenses in the NFL over the past 16 years, and nobody knows you. Nobody. Like, this is your time to really solidify yourself and bring your name out, man. Like really just shine and be the coach you think you could be. Sometimes – like, I sympathize with Pete because I'm a guy that, like, at work, I like to play the background.
Yep.
I don't like to, you know, I don't like to lead the meeting or nothing like that. I just do my work and get it done, you know, and he strikes me as that type of guy. But sometimes in my work, I get thrust into a capacity where I need to take responsibility for, like, a big project. And even though it's a little scary, I take it.
Yep.
Once I take it, it like forces me to shine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
So I think it's his time to do that. Like, okay, you got this. This is your offense. Dennis Allen, he ain't worrying about you. You take it and you just run with it, man. And you make it what you want to be. It ain't got to look like Sean Payton offense. Yeah, it's going to have some things, but you can add some Andy Reid to it. You can add whatever you want to it, some college stuff, whatever you want. And you could just run with it, man. So I just want to see him just take it and just go. Because now you got the tools.
Yeah, and we've talked about it a little bit in the past, and I've said it, that in a perfect world, I think a lot of NFL teams and offenses want their wide receivers to kind of mirror, you know, a basketball team, right? Mm-hmm. You got a guy that can slash, that's your underneath guy. You know, your guy that can – a wide receiver that can catch, you know, deep passes and long touchdowns. Yep. That's like the 3-point shooter. Like that's the long range shooter. And then you got, you know, it's just any way you can attack an offense at least right now, schematically from the wide receiver position, New Orleans has it. And it goes back to the – and I know what the question was. I know the answer to it is, like, what – why did it take so long? Like, these are some things that – like, these are simple things, right? Simple things. And his deal is a $6 million deal. At the beginning of free agency, when he got cut, he wanted to make double digits. Like, he wanted to make $12 to $15 million, bro. And that price came crashing down, bro, like a cryptocurrency, nigga. Like,
man, like, exactly. And, you know, to, you know, I got to take my lumps because, you know, we were criticizing them, criticizing the Saints for, you know, not making any moves. And, you know, they gambled and played the waiting game.
Played the long game, man.
Played the long game. And, you know, luckily it worked out. And look, props to them, bro. Like, this team was $70 million over the cap in February, man. $70 million, man. Like, that's crazy, bro.
That's wild.
And to be able to, you know, yes, they did lose some talent. You know, that can't be – you can't look over that. But to be able to, you know, land how they did and just land, you know, Marcus May and, you know, D-tackle and then sign, you know, Tyrann Mathieu and get a player like Jarvis Landry, you know, and May – That's just crazy, bro. It's crazy.
Their entire draft class to sign, except for Alante Taylor. I'm pretty sure he'll get signed, and the draft class will wrap up soon. And speaking of that subject, I don't know what the succession plan is. I haven't watched Succession on HBO, but I would assume at some point the plan is for Mickey Loomis to get some type of, like, higher up front office president title that where he's no longer the GM. Jeff Ireland gets promoted to GM. And can we do something to make, like, Kai, like, an assistant GM? Can we do something where he is able to be retained and also get a promotion and a pay raise? God damn it, bruh. Man. Out here is just not even like illegally, but this man is cooking the books, and he's been doing it, cooking the books so well for all these years now. And I just want him to get some love and some credit. Not, you know, and I don't want to give him too much love and credit. Don't want another team come sniffing around. But can we just, I don't know. I was just thinking, like, if that succession plan, and I'm sure that's at some point is the reasoning, because you don't want to lose Jeff Ireland. This is a feeling I get in the front office. So
he's the football guy.
Like, he's the football guy. So Mickey gets a nice cushy title. Jeff Ireland goes, like, everyone goes up a level. I think they got to do whatever they got to do to keep Kai.
And look, man, like, Kai might not be a football guy, but, you know, that's just how Mickey Loomis started. Mickey wasn't a football guy, man. Yep. Mickey was a bean counter, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's all he was, man. But he developed into a football guy over the years and a consensus builder. And, you know, that could be Kai, man. He could have a long career in this game. You know, young African-American band. You know, he's doing his thing, bro. You know, and he signs the players. Like, every player that comes in signing that contract, they got to meet with Kai. You know, because he put them numbers together, you know. And, you know, everybody likes to talk about Loomis, and Loomis is the guy that, you know, gives that rubber stamp. But Loomis hands that shit off to Kai. Like, get it done, Kai. Like, we want this player. Show me the numbers. Boom. Figure all that other shit out. The county, figure that shit out.
To quote Dan Hanses, bro, Kai's Kai.
Kai's Kai, man.
So we did the schedule. We went through the schedule game by game last night. You landed on 10-7. I landed on 9-8. We talked about it even towards the tail end of that podcast episode that if they signed Jarvis, I said if they signed Jarvis, I would probably give them another win, make them 10-7. And I'm not gonna look at the, like, schedule. I have it right in front of me. You know what, bro? I'm gonna say that. They'll sweep the Bucks again this season.
Oh,
I won't say it. because just getting someone like Jarvis, it just really puts everyone in their place. And you know, I was watching the first Avengers over this last weekend when Loki was doing his speech when they did their little thing, taking the ah and whatever. And he says this line, you know, when they're kneeling, he said, "Is this not your natural position, bro?" Like, and like I just thought about Joss was cooking them lines anyway. But I just thought, like, you know, you had Marcus Callaway wearing number one last season. We had Traquan, like, we were looking at the fucking injury report, hoping that fucking Traquan could play. We don't got, like, they can just do, you know, their thing at wide receiver four, and they're just in their natural position now. That's how big a signing like this is. Like, you don't got to worry about them being wide receiver three. Like, if, you know, if there's an injury that someone gets injured for a game or two, they got to miss time. Like, yeah, maybe they need to step up and be a wide receiver three, but they don't got to be a wide receiver two. They don't got to be a wide receiver one. And that in itself, to me, is huge. Like, that is huge.
It's the biggest thing, man. Like, Marcus Callaway, he probably looking around like, damn. Hope I got a job. Like, you know,
bruh,
what I'm saying? Like,
it's the inverse of the Will Smith Fresh Prince meme, bro.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, oh, shit. Got crowded around here. Like, damn. And there's no disrespect to Marcus Callaway because I thought he, you know, he's a good player. You know what I'm saying? He's a good wide receiver. But, you know, he just didn't need to be in that role as the number one. So, you know, it evens everything out, and it just – everything makes more sense now. And I saw somebody – I don't know if it was a tweeter from another team, but he was like, oh, Jarvis Landry rarely gets 1,000 yards. What's the big deal? Like, man, go watch the Saints wide receivers from the last 2 years.
As long as this nigga can get open –
like, just get open sometime, bro. And the good thing about Jarvis Landry, like, it's not all over the middle. Like, he gets open on the outside. He does everything. He throws passes, bro. Like, you could throw some trick plays with him. Throw touchdowns to Odell Beckham. And
another thing about Jarvis, bro, he's a hell of a blocker at the wide receiver position, bro. Hell of a blocker.
He's a dog. And look, like, you know, one of the knocks on Chris Olave was, you know, his physicality. Man, he's going to be up in the room with Mike Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Jarvis Landry, look, even Callaway and Traquan, them dudes get physical, man. Like, so it's going to be just great for his development as to become a well-rounded wide receiver.
It should rub off on him. And who, I think someone said in our Discord, I don't know who it was, so I apologize, but they said, we don't got to watch little Jordan Humphrey no more, bro. Like,
bro, get him out of here, man. No offense, but get him out of here, man. I don't want to see him.
Don't want to see him. And I'll say this. I don't know anything, but just the sense I get with this team is they might not be done. And I don't know what that means, right? I don't know what that means. I don't know if it's an offensive player. I don't know if it's a defensive player. I just get the sense that they really feel like they can contend. And every move that they've made, and I think the first person that really, really talked about it after that trade happened with the Eagles was Tony. He said it, bro. He said Saints feel like they are a team that can contend. They're a playoff team. That's why they wanted to get to talents in the first round. They got them. They got Olave. They got their offensive tackle. They signed a need position in Honey Badger. They just signed Jarvis Landry. Like, team kind of loading up, bro. Like, team is loading up. Is it wild? I'm like, I was like, damn, dude, shit, can I figure out how to go to Arizona game? I think I'm good at three, but It's crazy to see.
And I was just looking through some stats from last year, man. And the offense was so bad, but it was still kind of mediocre. Which is saying something, like, they should have been worse than mediocre last year.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Just statistically, they were mediocre. Like, for me, they was, like, one of the worst offenses to watch.
Yes, but, 100%.
But, you know, statistically, they were mediocre. So, with the pieces they added, I mean, you at least got to be a top 10 offense. And by top 10, I just mean overall efficiency, yards, points, red zone, you know, third down. You know, the main key point is, I mean, I think we were third or fourth in the league in running on first down, which drove me insane.
I remember it was driving you crazy.
First down, run for 2 yards or run for 1.5 yards, then your second, you know, second and 8 or second and 9. Jamie's got to do some Houdini shit. Then it's 3rd and 8, and it just drove me crazy. So now you got an offense, you know, man. Pete, back to Pete, man. You know, sling that thing on first down, man. It's 1st and 10. Sling that motherfucker. You got somebody that can hit somebody at any point on the field, man. Let Jamie's cook, man. You know, like let him cook. And the thing is, you got a good defense that can withstand a few Jameis mistakes. Not too many. Yes. Like, go crazy.
Yeah.
But it can withstand a 15 interception season from Jameis Winston. We've had it with Breeze. Right. You know? So it's okay to let just kind of loosen the leash a little bit, because Sean Payton had a tight leash on him last year. Like tight leash.
It was Black Steak Moan, bro. Like it was
But let's just loosen it a little bit and just let him do him, man. This is a dude that is thrown for 5,000 yards. Got the tool, you got the purple form. Let him cook a little bit, man. You know, just a little bit. Just a little bit.
You know what's funny is that the game that I felt that Sean was finally letting him cook was that Bucks game that he got injured.
Bro, that was so amazing. I wish I could go back and watch the first quarter or so, because I really felt the same way. Like, it felt like Jameis's come out game. Like he was running, he was throwing, he had command of the offense, and cut short, you know.
The thing that with Jameis coming off this injury, I doubt the Saints play him at all in preseason. They might. But what is gonna be interesting and I guess a little worrisome to see at the beginning of the season is that if he doesn't play in the preseason, they don't really have any – they're not going to have a lot of rounds as an offense with Jameis, with Jameis at quarterback. You know, he's played with Mike Thomas, you know, to a degree, but he's never played with Chris Olave. He's never played with Jarvis Landry, anything like that. So, like, the timing and the repetition and getting on the same page may be off. I get why they probably might just hold him out completely out of preseason. Although I believe Joe Burrow played when he came off his injury last. Yeah, Joe Burrow played in last preseason. So we'll see how it plays out. I might be wrong. They may play him a drive or two in preseason, but I do think it's important for some type of, you know, them playing together to prepare themselves for the regular season.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that just underscores another point where, you know, Saints fans has got to prepare itself. It's just a lot going on, a lot of new pieces, a lot of players coming from injury. You got Jameis coming from injury. Mike Thomas, you can't expect Mike Thomas to be Mike Thomas week one. You know what I'm saying? It might take a little time. You know, Jarvis Landry, he's trying to get himself healthy. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like a lot of little things you just got to be patient about, but the pieces are there. But just don't freak out early if it's not looking like you want it to look. It might be one of them things that kind of has to build over the season.
Yes, for sure. I want to give a shout out to Jason Champagne, who I believe I'm pronouncing that correctly, on Twitter. And he said that the 2022 Saints are like the jilted ex who starts Operation Get Fine immediately after the breakup, bro. Oh, you gonna throw this pussy away? Oh, I got something for you.
Well, now you want this.
You know, like they get on that shit, you know, drop 50, you know, 30, 40 pounds on social media.
pictures. I'm like, oh. You got to block to move on, man.
There you go. You already know, bro. Can't live in the past. Can't do it, bro. Block and move on. Anything else? As a fan, I'm glad to see the fan base get this excited, man.
Yes. You get the LSU players, like, come on, man.
That's a whole
former teammate.
Just being reunited. You had Odell and Jarvis's, you know, mentions or whatever on Instagram, having FOMO. He's like, take me with you. Oh. No, I don't know how that worked. I'm even sure Odell is gonna play football this season. So I don't know if you signed him for this season and, you know, in a cheap ass deal with the expectation that he's gonna play.
You sign him, you put him on PUP, then you put him on IR. Like, I don't know.
Can we talk about that Lewis Riddick tweet real quick, bro? Who was blocked, by the
way? He blocked me.
He blocked you?
I was like, you blocked
me? Oh, Lewis been blocked, bro. Lewis been blocked for years. And then when I was going back to LA from Mobile, well, from New Orleans, I am 95% sure he was sitting right in front of me with his fucking ball asset, bro. 95% sure. And I just wanted to just lick my hand and just smack that nigga right inside his fucking peanut fucking head. Anyway, his tweet was like, this offense and Sean Payton, like, they have something cooking. Like, yo, did you forget that, like, Sean Payton walked away? Like, from
right. Like that's on him. Like, that's just on him. Like, he act like we fired y'all or something.
Like, what are we doing? Like, what? Why? But yeah, man, I was going through, you know, the rookie minicamp pictures earlier too, and just I didn't go through all of them, it was way too many. But you know, just seeing Chris Olave, saw Kai, like there was a Kai side, and you know, siding in there. All these moves has me, being that you and I do this pod, has me very excited for our live streams, how we're going to be engaging with Saints Twitter pod community and everything. So we're excited about it. All these moves just going to make the experience even more exciting. I'll say this. So I want to say this. So we don't know how the details are going to play out for the meetup during that weekend of the Raiders game, which is October 30th. However, I do think something that we are leaning towards doing, it's not finalized yet, but we did want to do something special just for our Patreons. So what we might do is a Saints Twitter Patreon members VIP little get together with me, Ryan, and, you know, us and, you know, our community, our Discord community, all of us getting together in a little private thing. And then another evening, we'll do a public thing for everyone. But best believe, for the private little thing, if we do it that way, like, niggas got to come up saying what the email is. We're going to have a list, bro. Checking it, bro.
Can't just show up.
Can't, bro. We'll get someone to scorch your ass out. But I'm this is one of the most upcoming seasons I'm excited about. Football aside, like, the team, the roster looks good, looks like it can contend. But that aside, I'm just really looking forward to all the things that we have in store with our Patreon community. If you missed the episode yesterday with the schedule release, it was announced that Ryan and I will be attending the Raiders game Halloween Eve, October 30th. We have an extra ticket. We've purchased an extra ticket that we're going to raffle off to one of the Patreon members. So if you're a member of Patreon, all you have to do is just be signed up. If you're signed up between now and when the game is, you'll be in the raffle. And then whoever wins, can join us at the game. We're going to try to do it a little earlier before the game, just in case maybe someone gets picked and they can't attend. They don't live in New Orleans. You know, it's too far to travel. They can't afford it, things like that. But if, you know, someone gets picked, they can go to the game. You're sitting with us. We got one more Patreon today. So our total is at 121. So we're 79 away from our goal of getting 200 Patreons before the start of the regular season. I believe in you guys. I know you could do it. It seems like the Good News Podcast like brings out the generosity of people. So need the Saints to keep blessing us with good news. But all that said, if you're a Saints fan, today was a good day. Head into the weekend. Got to enjoy it. Oh, that's funny. Sterling Moore, this nigga was celebrating his INTs when these niggas was getting dumped. but yeah, anything else you wanna add?
No, man, that's it, man. And, you know, like you said, you know, if you want to try to get the Raiders ticket, also donate to Alan.
Yes.
Alan Keller Tailgate Together. If you donate to his, you know, homelessness campaign, you know, you'll definitely get put into the raffle to get that Raiders ticket. So
Yes. So it's Friday. I think Ryan's gonna try to get this posted tonight so we can, you know, start the weekend on a positive, good note. Yep. Saints have a wide receiver room that can contend, that hopefully is healthy. We have depth, and you know, man, you, as a fan, for what we've seen at the wide receiver position of these last couple of years, you can't ask for much more than that, man. You just can't.
We deserve this. We deserve
yes. This. Yes. So with that, have a good weekend. Enjoy it, you know, relish in it. We'll, you know, hopefully we might have some more good news these next couple, you know, coming days. But if not, just enjoy this moment, you know, being a fan, being excited and being a fan. With that, we're going to get out of here. Wow.
Peace.